was a tractor driver, Sion Company.
A taxi driver, did you?
Taxi, you know, tractor, you know, over the lawn. TREC.
Oh, yeah.
TRECPO, tractor.
Did your husband go to Harrington School also? Harrington Elementary?
No, he must have went to Brunswick Elementary.
And your closest social contacts, are they with your church group or with your community group here?
Church group.
Yes.
Yes, church group.
Was your husband born here also on St. Simon's?
Yes.
Okay. Now this is just going to be a lot of little questions, and just as I say, all we want to do is just mainly get your speech pattern.
Yes.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later on this
night.
You ever say this evening or afternoon, or do you always use that for 3 and 4 o'clock?
Before 3 o'clock is, it's afternoon, and after 3 is evening.
Mm-hmm. Evening would be after 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first comes up? You might say, I got up this morning before. When the sun first comes up, would you call it sunrise or sunup?
Oh, sunrise.
Uh-huh.
Sunrise.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? Like, you need to get the cows in before?
Evening.
Well, something with sun in it, how about?
Yes.
That? Would be sunset or sundown?
Oh, sunset.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
It's good. It's clearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearing.
Clearing. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
It doesn't last long.
Comes down real hard for a short time.
A stormy rain. I think that's what they call it.
Okay, would you ever call it what? I'll just give you some of these and you tell me which you do. Downpour, a cloudburst, a goose drowner, gully washer, a light wood knot floater, a toad strangler, a trash mover, or a squall?
Cloudburst.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Anti-iron. Anti-iron. Anti-iron.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindlings.
What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood, the little teeny slivers that you cut small to get a fire started?
Fat woods.
Fat pine or fat wood, either. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothing?
Closet.
Would you call it the same thing if it were built in or if it was a movable thing? Or would you call that something different? If it was like a box that you could move from one room to the other, would you still call it a closet?
A clothes hanger.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house?